We're learning Mishnah Brura in the Hilchos Rosh Chodesh, Simen Tov Chav Vav. That's Simen Tov Chav Vav. Birchas Halvana Uzmana, the halacha that's 4:26 in the English. The halachas of Kiddush Levana. This past Matzoy Shabbos, in many communities there was a clear sky which gave us the ability to fulfill Kiddush Levana. Gil. Can you get the place for Nathan, please, with one that's safer there? Yeah, thank you so much. Okay, so the Mechaber, ever have the place there? Aleph, yes. Tav Chav Vav, Aleph, yes. Okay, in the English editions, page 428. Okay, the Mechaber says, Haroye Levona b'chidusha, one who sees the Levona, the moon, in its chidusha, in its newness. And that's a key word to keep that in mind. Mivorech Asher b'ma'amoroi boru shechokim. He makes a bracha Asher b'ma'amoroi with Hashem's utterance. Hashem saying, boru shechokim, he created the heavens. Haggah says the Ramah, ve'in l'kadesh ha'chodesh elo b'laylo, be'ez shalavon ezei rachas, shevenenim n'oira. One should only mikadesh l'vono at night when the l'vono ezei rachas, when the moon is shining, and one is nene, he derives hana, benefit, from the light of the moon. We'll explain what that means right now. The truth is, we're going to see in the Mishnah Brura what he means by that. But you see it sometimes by day. I take my kids to bike riding sometimes. They're like, hey, Abba, look, you know, you see the moon over there. I don't take the bike riding at night, you know, you see the moon sometimes. Yeah. But we'll see, the Mishnah Brura will tell us Bein HaShmoshos, as opposed to Bein HaShmoshos. Yeah. Okay, but it's a good point. We would think the moon's only around at night, right? Okay. Says the Mishnah Sif Kadnalf, Haroye, V'noshim Beturis M'lekadesh Halavona Davi Mitzvahs Aseh Shezman Groma. Women are exempt from performing this mitzvah because it's a time-bound mitzvah. There's a lot to discuss on this concept of being a time-bound mitzvah. V'af D'chol Mitzvahs Aseh Shezman Groma. And even though... So the Mishnah Brura continues and says, so he's asking a question. Even though by all mitzvahs asay, positive commandments, women can make a bracha. We just had a sukkahs, and if a lady wanted to pick up the lulav, she wasn't obligated to because it's time bound. She can pick it up and make a bracha. So why over here are we saying that women are exempt from kiddush levana? Says the Mishnah Brura, mikomoka mitzvah zu ein tzrich nekayma. They don't have to fulfill. They caused the pigam, the blemish of the moon. Now, I'm waiting for someone to jump up and say, that's not true. So if you want to... Okay, thank you. Okay, very good. That's not true. Okay, now why is that not true now? Okay, okay. What is my question? My question is like this. When, on what day of creation, day four... The moon said, one second, two kings, one world, not going to happen. I give the light. Hashem says, oh, you do? Really? You know, that's it. You're made smaller. So why are we saying here, Shigarmu Pagam Halavana, that the women caused, we mean Chava, the moon to be lessened? That doesn't make sense. You hear the question now? Okay. So... If you look in the bottom, the Sharetzion, he quotes the Shlach Kaddish. The source of this is the Shlach Kaddish. In Sif Kadin Aleph, he says, Magna Avraham Yisharachon B'Shem Shlach. So my Chavrusa, Rebelli back, he explained, Api the Shlach, he showed it to me once, and he repeated it, he told me last night, or two nights ago. Teretz says like this. Who was the one who caused Adam to eat from the Eitz Hadas? Chava. What would have happened if Adam did not eat from the Eitz Hadas? Would have brought the world to total perfection. Mashiach, whatever that would have meant, the world would have found total perfection. That being the case, any mute of Levana, lessening of the moon, would have reverted back to its original power and strength. So when we say she caused, meaning Chava, meaning women, she caused the levana to be lessened, it's referring to the fact that because her action of encouraging Adam to eat from the Eitz HaDaas did not bring the moon back to where it should have been. So now for her to go and mekadesh levana, when she's the one who caused it to be smaller, that's one of the reasons we're saying over here, Dehem garmu pegam halavana. I just want to say a practical point. We know that women are not usually in shul Friday night. It's a Shabbos, which is when, I mean, that's not going to be the main reason. When we know, as we'll learn the halachas now, when we as Klal Yisrael say Kiddush Levana. Different reasons, as we'll learn later on. So, but this is a Pia Shlo. Yes?
Why is it in the masculine?
I can't hear you.
The
so you could answer that Al Pi, the Aruch Haim HaKadosh, that says all of us were there by the chait of Adam as well. Because all of our neshamas were there. You know, sometimes you have people say, he eats from the Eitz HaDaas and I have to work hard? How does that make sense? There's a judge in this world. Chas v'shalom to even say things like that. Why? Because we were all, I've heard people say this. Okay? Because we were all there, all of our neshamas, as Joel is pointing out, that all of the neshamas were koilel, were inside, the koilel, right? Were inside of Adam HaRishon. There's much more to discuss about this, but that's for another time because we have to learn Mishnah Brura. Okay, let's continue. Yes? Okay, so I asked that as well. In other words, the question was, shouldn't that be more of a reason? But sometimes they have a concept, Ein Kateganas Sanegar, which means basically that the prosecutor does not become the defender. So sometimes we say this, I don't know, you have to know when we say it, when we don't say it. Yes? Yes? Why is what? Right. So you're asking a general question by women. Why can they make the bracha asher kiddushanu? Right. Good question. Let's go further. We'll discuss another time. Okay? Good question. Okay. Let's continue to Kiddush Levana. Okay. I'll try to get back to you on that. Okay. The Suma, a blind person. We're in the first white line in certain editions. There's a blind person, is he mechuyev to mekadesh levana? Chayev bekiddush levana. He is obligated, where in the Mishnah Berurah is instilled in by the first piece. He is obligated in kiddush levana, a blind person. Why is this? Ki bracha zu niskun al chiddush oilam. This bracha of kiddush levana is established for the chiddush oilam, for the newness of the world. V'gam hu nene al yidei she'achirim royin u'malichin noisoy al aderech. He also, a blind person, lo yaleinu, also benefits from the fact that other people guide him and lead him because they can see, so now he is able to benefit from the light as well. In regards to a child, once he comes to the age of education for the halachas, we educate him. Kain kosvu b'shem Rabbi Yaakov Emdin v'nira d'zeul grakla Rabbeinu Tam v'sem ayin aval Rashi shom loy nihira v'dami l'kriya shema ayin shom. That is referring to a machlekes which is brought down in number 3 of the Dershu in regards to Rabbeinu Tam and Rashi at the age of when a child is obligated to start saying kriya shema, and that's the machlekes over there. We're not going to get into it too much now. V'avshe de kavanose gam kein de toiv lunu kein lechatchila chumash pasuk shom shulchan aruch leinan kriya shema ayin shom. In regards to kriya shema, a father should definitely make sure his child is saying shema when he reaches the age of 12. That for sure. We're talking about a boy who reaches the age of 12. That for sure, a parent should be educating. In regards to chinuch, we'll just take a few seconds that a person educates not by telling the child what to do, but by leading by example. That is the process of chinuch. There's a sefer Tamei Devora from the Ramak HaKadosh, and we know the expression that children close their ears to what they hear and open their eyes to what they see. And the best way of chinuch is leading by example. Now, it doesn't mean that we don't explain to the child what to do, but to shove it down the throats and to say, Hashem won't be happy with you, that's chas v'shalom. We should never do things like that and say things like that will not encourage children to want to do the mitzvahs. You're saying because Mrs. Asay? He says, it's a Mrs. Asay Shazman Groma. It's a positive commandment. And I know, I have to find the source for the but he's saying this is Mrs. Asay, yeah. Okay, I'll give you some homework. You get back to us. Okay? Fine. So he continues and says in Sifkat and Beis, Ella. Continues and says, Ella in Sifkat and Beis, Ella Balaila, when do we say Kiddush Levon? At night. La Fuge Bein Hashmashus, as opposed to Bein Hashmashus. This was your question, Shlomi, right? Shelevon Anir is Ksas. By Bein Hashmashus, you can still see the moon. But that's not when we do Kiddush Levon. Of a dying Huyoyim is still day. We want to be Nanin Me Ayro. We want to get Hanod, pleasure from its light. The Hainu Be'ez Zrichoso Nikeres Al Gabi Karka. The time when it's shining and you can see the light of the moon on the ground. Now, this next few lines, a very important halacha, which comes up even more in the winter time. What happens when you go outside and it's even cold outside, and the gabbai says, it's time to mekadesh levana, and lo and behold, you look around, and you're like, what levana? All you see are clouds. And you're thinking like, this is the gabbai? You know? Okay? Who's his boss? You know? So, then you wait a few more seconds. Oh, there you go. You see the levana. You go back down, you find the page again, you pick up your head, and it's gone again. What's going on here? It's a game, right? So, can I mekadesh levana? These things happen all the time. Or can I not mekadesh levana? Let's learn the halachas right now. In niskas halavana b'avim, if the clouds become covered, the moon becomes covered with clouds. Im ha'av, if the cloud, and av is a cloud, dak, the kolush, sheniris halavana mimenu v'nenebo, if the cloud is thin, and therefore you can still see the moon through the thin cloud, and the nanebo, you can get hana from it, derive benefit, mivarech, then you make the bracha. But if the cloud is thick, eine mivarech, one does not make the bracha. What about if you start? You look up, you see the moon. You start making the bracha, and you pick up your head again, whether you should or not, we'll discuss, and you see it's covered up already. You continue to finish the bracha. Unless a person, before he starts the bracha, he realizes the speed. Sometimes you realize how the clouds are moving very fast. And he estimates and says, you know what, by the time I finish my bracha, the moon will already be covered up. In such a case, he should not start his bracha. Same halacha is, if there's some separation, as you can see through it, of course, between him and the moon, it's the same halacha in regards to the clouds, the thickness of them, if this separation is thin enough that you can still see the clouds, we'll discuss whether you can make Kiddush Levana inside or outside. That's probably a question, no? Okay, well, let's finish here first. Shoivir mimenu or halavana, then the light of the moon can come through this where you are. Achu nena mimenu, then he can derive benefit from the moon. V'yochel lahakir min advarim sheim nikarim l'or halavana. One can recognize things that the moon can give light to. V'yochel levarich alav, he can make a bracha. V'mamasach hugas, but if this divider, which is clear, is thick, but if, however, we're talking about a case that it's a thick divider and you cannot get hana from the moon, so then he should not make a bracha. Michal, you had a question? Yes. Okay, so the question was, just to repeat it, so for those who did not hear the question. The question was, if a blind person is mechuyev to make a bracha, it's an interesting question. They can't see it in the first place, so why do we have to wait to see it and they see the whole thing? Because the bracha is established on being able to see the levana, seeing the moon. They are making the bracha because we, who have sight, Baruch Hashem, are able to see Lulavana the whole time we can make the bracha. So they are going after what we can do. That's how it works. Moving right along to Sif Beis. Ein mevarech al hayareach. This is a very long halacha now. Ela b'moitzai Shabbos kishuhu mevusam uvagadav noim. A person should only make the bracha ein mevarech al hayareach on the moon. When do we do kish levana? B'moitzai Shabbos, when he is mevusam. He is mevusam. We'll explain what that means in a minute. Uvagadav noim, and he was wearing nice clothing. So there are different opinions what the word mevusam means. One explanation means b'samim. When do we make the bracha b'samim? Matzah Shabbos, and the only Matzah Shabbos. Now Matzah Yantif, when we have a Neshama Yisera. So, when he is Mevusim. Another explanation, Alpi Mesech HaSeifrim and Rabbi Yoyin and Brachas, the discussion over there, Rishonim, that Mevusim means Chuppah. What does it mean, Chuppah? When the word Mevusim means Chuppah, that when the moon is big enough that it gives off light. We're referring to, we think about the chuppah like under the canopy, right? But the point is that here, that the moon, mevusam here, can also mean that it's large enough that we can be nene, we can derive benefit from it. And we'll discuss later on in Mitzvah Hashem, when is the earliest time one can mekadesh levana. If today is Shabbos, right? Let's say today was Shabbos, then we have a lot of recording problems, but if today was Shabbos, then, Moitzoy Shabbos, can I go Mekadosh Levana? The answer is no, we'll get to those halachas. Now, let's see the Mishmur Sivkot and Dalet, right on the bottom. We said, Ein Mevarech Mal Yareach, we don't make the bracha on the moon, Ela B'Moitzoy Shabbos, only Mitzvah Shabbos. L'mitzvah N'muvchor, who? We're talking about the best way, we're number four in the English, the best way to perform the mitzvah is Moitzoy Shabbos. Okay, the Messiah Bahagah is the Ramah will conclude. Because of the Sefer Magen Meisharim, the Sefer Magen Meisharim is the Sefer, if I'm not mistaken, that the Beis Yosef learned with the Malach. His Chavrusa was an angel. A real, not like a compliment. Oh, you're such an angel. You know, a real bona fide angel. Okay? Simon, he said the Malach to the Beis Yosef, Simon Zeh Yeb Yodchod. Take this as a sign. You should keep it in your hand. It should be for you in your hand. A month that you bless the Levana, b'moitzai Shabbos, on Matzah Shabbos, timsu hatzlacha. You will find hatzlacha. However, a month that the clouds will cover up the moon and you will not be able to make the bracha, that month you will not be successful. God forbid. Heavens forbid. Okay, let's continue. So we say El Moitzoy Shabbos, Wadin, Mitzayantif. You could also Mekadesh Levana, Mitzayantif, because here also we don't have the Mizvusum aspect of the Besamim. We have to understand why that is. But we are still wearing our Shabbos clothing. Now, another question could be jumping at me. What is Mitzayantif? Mitzayantif is already past the time. When is Mitzayantif? We have two Mitzayantis already past the 15th. Ah, thank you, Shlomi. You got to come here every day, okay? Shuas is the only Mitzayantif that we're talking about over here, because Shuas is still, as we'll see, before the 15th. And we learn the first words in Sif Aleph, Haroya Levana Bechidusha. When does a person make Kaddish Levana? When does he bless the new month? When he sees it in its newness. Up until the 15th is a machlokes exactly between the Mechaber and Ramah, the 14th and the 15th, up until that point in time, that's when a person can mekadesh the Levana. But after Matzah Yantif of Pesach or Sukkot, it's already past the 15th. Let's continue. I'm sorry, Yom Kippur? Right, so Yantif is referred to usually Shalosh Regalim. That's what he's referring to. But you're right. Right, we can discuss Yom Kippur at length as well. Yom Kippur, not length, but Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av. Yes. B'samim, the night that you, when he is mevusam, he has the b'samim, he makes the bracha b'samim. Okay, so you're doing the shul. Yeah. He is, I hear what you're saying, because it's more connected, you do kish levana. I hear what you're saying, I like the pshat. Yeah, I understood it to mean the night, but I hear what you're saying, it's a good pshat, because you're connecting the Kiddush Levana into the shul with its sibur, when you make Havdalah, not every shul makes Havdalah in the shul, but there are those who do. Okay, let's continue in the Ramah. Oh, that's true. You're saying most shuls probably did make right, it fits in very nicely. Very good. I like the pshat. Yashar koyach. Okay, v'davka says the Ramah. V'davka imlel moitzoi Shabbos u'koydim yud b'chodesh. Now, we started off in the Mechaber. When is the time for Kiddush Levana? We said Moitzoi Shabbos is the best time. We're wearing Shabbos clothing. That is only if Moitzoi Shabbos is going to be before the 10th day of the month. Koidim Yud B'Chodesh, says the Ramah. Oz Mamtinin Ad Moitzoi Shabbos. Then we will wait until Moitzoi Shabbos. However, Avol Imhu Achar Kach, if it's after the 10th of the month, Ein Mamtinin Ad Moitzoi Shabbos, we do not wait until Moitzoi Shabbos. Why? Shema Yu Shnei Leilois Shloishoi Arba Anonim V'Layiru Halvano V'Yavar Azman. Because maybe you can have nights, two, three, four nights in a row of cloudy nights. Like in the wintertime, it's more prevalent. And then you won't be able to Mekadesh Levana. So up until the 10th, then we'll wait to Motzei Shabbos. But after the 10th, the 11th, 12th, 13th, we don't want to wait till that long, says the Ramah. The Mishnah Berurah says in Sifkotin Yud, I'm sorry, Vav, rather, that's 6. Avol Imhu Achar Kach. After the 10th, Ratzaloyma, Shalel Moitzoi Shabbos, Hulel Yud Aleph. That Moitzoi Shabbos, what we call it in English, Saturday night, is Yud Aleph, Ein Lahamtin, one should not wait. The Shema Tiskasa Ba'ovim, because maybe it will be covered up with the clouds. Vigam Arba Leilos Shachachachach, and also the 4 nights afterwards. Lefima Shekozav Isif Gimu Ba'agot, Tzarech Lachshoi V'mishoru, Oid Chamisha Leilos Ad Chatzi, What he's referring to is that we have to make sure that we say it before half of the month is gone, because then it's not called the newness. Once again, we make the bracha on the levana by the newness of it. Once it's past the newness, then we don't make the bracha. Sifkot and Zayin, we should wear begodim noyim, nice clothing. I apologize. We didn't read the words of the Ramah yet. The Ramah says, back on top, when we are mekadesh levana during the weekday, the Ramah says, yesh lil boish begodim noyim, one should wear nice clothing, meaning Shabbos clothing also. On that, the Ramah says, nowadays we are not, in Sifkat Zayin, we are not accustomed to change into our Shabbos garments and go mekadesh levana during the weekday. Well, we don't have that. It's not Moshe Shabbos. It's not Moshe Shabbos. Yeah, it doesn't seem like it's not brought down here. Not brought down. We're going to take a break here and stop for the next year because we went a little over time due to the technical difficulties on my part. And so we're going to turn off the recorder now.